B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock.
Hey, it's my favorite.
My God.
Stan?
Joffrey, what? Look, I thought you moved away. I thought you might have, you know, gone away to get some kind of treatment or something for what you got. I don't know. Well, what?
Wes, do you think I just went to Lukenbach, Texas or something?
You certainly ain't there with Waylon and Willie. I'll tell you that right now. What do you want?
Well, actually, what I need from you.
Need from me? I ain't getting nothing.
I need your actual physical address of your home.
No. How's that? There's a direct, let's not beat around the bush answer. No.
Well, you know me. I love Christmas in Naples. But I was making my list and checking it twice, mm-hmm. and I put a little note next to your name that said, sent card to radio station, evidently not received.
What do you
so
mean?
I want to make sure I get it straight to you.
Now, are you
because you've told me that you never get my cards.
I don't get you. You know what? For all I know, Joffrey, I probably get your cards, but I throw them in the waste paper basket.
Well, this one you would never throw away.
No.
It is so adorable.
I suppose right now you're going to tell me about it.
Well, I have, for this year, it's spectacular.
Uh-huh.
I got like a red velvet Owen Mills background. It was perfect. And I made sweaters. I knitted them.
You knitted them.
For my babies, Princess and Pepper.
We
like to put our babies on the card.
So your two dogs, the Pomeranians, are in red Christmas sweaters on the Christmas card you're sending to friends and loved ones.
Well, it's me with my two babies. And they are Dasher and Dancer, and I'm, of course, Prancer.
You got reindeer horns on your head? You put them on the dog like Max from The Grinch? And you got reindeer horns on? You creep?
Uh-huh.
You creep! Let me ask you something about that, Joffrey, because no, I haven't gotten it yet, and I don't expect to get it, nor do I want it. Is your wife in the car, or are you guys not together?
Well, it's kind of like in the yearbook, you know, no photo available. She missed the day.
So the card is you and two dogs.
Uh-huh. It's me and Princess and Pepper.
Uh-huh.
They are Dasher, Dancer, and I am Prancer.
Yeah, well, that's the truth. You sure are a Prancer.
I have been known to prance in my day.
Ah, man, every time I talk to you, I feel like I need to take a shower.
Get
the slime off me. I'm surprised. Now, I know you did this in past years because I've thrown them away. I'm surprised this year you didn't do a Christmas letter. You know, a lot of people do that. We got somebody at the radio station that does that, also finds a waste paper basket. It's called a Christmas letter, where you send a letter to all your friends about you and how your year went. You should think about that for people that give a rat's ass,
well,
not me.
My mama told me, I've done it in the past, told me, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all.
So you don't have anything, if you had to do a Christmas letter, Joffrey, there would be nothing nice to say. Your year was a wash.
And it's not my fault, okay? So I have to come right out to say it.
What?
My marriage is on the rocks.
Well, it's been on the rocks since last Christmas. And
Susan,
you know what? Why can't you come to grips with yourself?
Susan does not even stop by to feed the dog.
Well, I'm sure she's through being your beard, your wife. She's done with this. Why don't you come clean and be honest with yourself, Joffrey? You're gay.
Well,
you're gay. You like men. You like to sleep with men.
You know what? I have no problem with that. I'm not a homophobe, but you keep calling me that, and it's not accurate.
Are you telling me that you're not gay?
Oh, hell no, buddy. But, you know, I do have to admit, Susan has done some things just to annoy me.
Like?
She's got some broad writing bitch. You know, that's my spot. That's my spot. But I don't pay for that motorcycle. That's my spot. If anybody's writing bitch, it's going to be me.
Get out! Why don't...
She gets
a motorcycle, and you're the one that rides in the back and wraps your arms around her. It's a good thing she doesn't own a pickup truck, because you'd slide over on that bench seat and ride all snuggled up as she's driving the truck. Why don't you come to grips with who you really are?
Who are you? I'm a man who's not afraid to fight for my marriage.
Okay, so you're fighting for your marriage. So did you have a confrontation with this bitch?
I went out and bought some wine, and I got to thinking.
Yeah.
Why don't I give it one more try? Because I found when I was getting all of these reindeer things, I found a really cute one.
Uh-huh.
And I thought.
Uh-huh. I bet you did.
I sent her a text. And it said, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, ? The number 2, N-I-T-E, ? And then she took time out of her busy day to type back, okay.
Well, then if she says okay, isn't that good?
She did. She came over. I cooked her a gourmet meal. I had everything.
Yeah. Hope you had the house all vacuumed and dusted and all the little doilies where they're supposed to be.
They have to be in a certain place, okay?
Yeah.
And they are not to be moved.
Right. And so she comes over for chestnuts roasting on an open fire tonight. What happens?
I have mood lighting,
right.
Candles,
sure.
And all that.
Scented candles.
And I let her get into the good part of the buzz, you know, the middle part where she's feeling good. She hasn't gotten angry yet. And I said to her, look at us, Sue. What have we done, those two crazy kids? And then she said, kiss me. And I went over to kiss her.
Yeah.
And I wrapped my legs around her, and she carried me to the bedroom.
She carried you to the bedroom. How romantic.
And she hasn't done that in years.
Years, yeah.
As kind of an inside joke between her and I.
Yeah, it made you feel special, didn't it?
Well, no. See, it should be me carrying her in there, but that's impossible. She weighs like 260 pounds.
And you're a wisp. You're no more than probably 130, 135, huh?
Well, I have an athletic build, sure.
Uh-huh. So what happened? You just said nothing good to put in the Christmas letter. Your marriage is on the rocks. She's carrying you to the bedroom.
Well, she carried me to the bedroom, and she's kissing me. I said, give me 1 second. I just got to go get ready. And I went and shut the door to the bathroom. I said, hey, don't start without me. And... I was going to totally surprise her.
I'm
going to
vomit right now. Go ahead.
I found the perfect novelty.
What?
It is, you know, the novelty.
A novelty.
And you strap it on around your waist.
I don't want to know any more about that strapping nothing on.
And it's got reindeer horns, and it's got googly eyes, and then there's like a chin but where the nose should be for Rudolph, there's an opening.
No. The answer is no. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know about your Christmas letter, your Christmas card, your babies and sweaters. Don't want to know any of it. What a creep.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. It's going to be a different kind of show today. Different things moved around. Get it up. Get it out of your... Take 10 seconds and get it out of you.
I am so glad to see that you dressed up today. You wore a collared shirt.
Yep, with a bunch of holes in it.
And you're wearing your Yankees cap. That's the wrong color.
What's wrong? Oh, yeah, well, it's all, they're alternate colors to fit every fashion. Get it up. Just get it out of you. You need a Kleenex? We got enough of them. Get it out of you.
Let me know when you're good.
Okay. I will.
Get it? Just so it feels good. Now look at you. You got me going. I'm good. Everything's clear.
That's right. If something's in bloom, I'm fine.
Yeah, okay. Now what? So what now? What? Hillary?
I have a lozenge.
No, today is, boy, it's a red letter day.
Yeah, evidently it is. And I'm in the dark about a lot of it.
It's not a big deal, but I do like seeing you uneasy.
Well, I've been uneasy. For more than one reason, but I've been uneasy.
And it's been done this way for a specific reason, so that okay. It's a surprise to you as well.
Well, it is a surprise to me. What's going on?
In a little over an hour.
Yeah.
Even though we've been doing this show for decades, we are going to debut the first annual Stan and Haney Awards.
I didn't know about that. How come I wasn't involved in the voting?
So it would be a surprise.
Get it up. So what do you mean, so it would be a surprise? I'm going to be surprised at the first annual.
Yes.
Well, soon to be annual. I don't even want to get into that. First annual doesn't count. When it becomes the second, then it's the annual. Never mind. So, and I'm not supposed to know about this, but it's our awards.
Yes. And,
well, that don't make no sense.
It's not supposed to.
Okay. Explain it to me. Help me along. Help me.
It is coming up.
I know.
In about
an
hour.
But what is it?
It's where we celebrate.
We, but I don't have any choice in the matter.
Well, I didn't think about it until like a couple of weeks ago, so it was thrown together kind of half-assed.
Okay.
And the categories and the award winners,
yes,
were determined solely by Rob.
What? Wait a second. So the categories and the winners,
yes,
were not chosen by you or me.
No.
Not even Dave, for that matter.
No. I wanted to have a neutral party.
Neutral?
Okay. Like a Price Cooper's Waterhouse, something like that, but
yes.
All I had was Rob.
Yes. And so he created the categories and the winners.
Yeah. Now, moving forward to next year,
yeah,
you can be as involved as you want.
Oh, I can
but
be?
But we didn't have time for that this year.
Okay, I understand. So what is my role in this?
Oh, you're the same role as always. You'll be emceeing.
I'm emceeing.
Yeah, I have your script right here.
Can I read the script?
Yeah, when it's time.
What? I'm going to read it cold.
Yeah, I do it all the time. Why don't you try it?
I know you do. I know. So,
I like to be surprised by what I'm reading.
Okay. I don't. Is it going to be like, you know, music to go along with this? Is
yeah,
it gonna
I'll
be
find
like
something.
With the awards, you know, when they have the, you know, a timpani and then maybe that, that, you know, when they walk up to accept their award, they got the symphony playing or something? Sorry, Rob.
Let me see. Let me just type in awards.
Okay, awards.
Show,
yes.
Music.
See if there's something that fits.
All right, let's see.
Do they have something like that?
Hollywood Red Carpet Nights.
Oh, well, let's hear what that sounds like.
Let's see if okay. We got a winner there.
Okay. For our first annual, what, Stan and Haney Awards.
Yeah, it was very half-assed.
I like that. Well, that's like the opening, the where an announcer would come in and say, welcome. I don't want that. That's the 20th Century Fox. Ah. Welcome back to the first annual Stan and Haney Awards. Selected by a neutral party, Rob Show.
categories selected by Rob Show.
Mm-hmm. Produced by Rob Show. Didn't we have that guy on once, the guy that produced everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
And here's your host, Stan Nowalonic. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And then I'm going to read the script for the first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
The awards handed out tonight were chosen by a neutral party. Award categories chosen by a neutral party.
Okay. How many categories? Can you at least tell me how many categories are in the production?
Now,
keeping in mind that we got about 15, 20 minutes to do it.
Also keeping in mind that no one told Rob how many categories either. The categories themselves were invented by Rob.
Okay. How many? Just count them. How many we got?
What's a lucky number?
A lucky number is 7.
13.
What? Wow. Okay. We'll see how many we can get through. We may have to start this a half hour earlier.
Well, here, you may as well. It's driving you crazy. You may as well see it.
Let me see what... I won't say what the categories are.
But I know you're dying. I'm
dying. Look, I just want to eyeball it here for a second. Oh.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's the first annual Stan and Haney Award. The Stan and Haney Awards.
I'm looking at this. This is going to be great.
Determined by Rob.
Yep.
We don't mean that he just picked the winner. We mean that he invented the categories.
Somebody wins an awful lot of these. And it ain't me.
Well, see, if we start this when we get back, after January, we could really have something for next year. But I just wanted to get it kicked off this year, and Rob had a good 2 weeks to put it together.
Okay. And it was kind of like...
And that's why yesterday when he pulled that crap with his tooth that I thought he was trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
And in fairness, it's only actually April, because that's when I started. So
right.
So it's the best of April.
How many months
December.
Is that?
Eight.
What, why,
eight
you
best
don't
of
have,
eight months.
You don't have archives
no,
to anything
I took
beyond
it home.
April?
I what? Took it home. I didn't want his hands on it.
Well, we've been burned before.
Yeah, that for reasons obvious. That's...
But you can hear all the pageantry that's coming your way in 1 hour.
You know what? This is pretty good.
How long do you think it'll run, Rob?
I cut the clips down, so everything's less than a minute. So altogether, 15, 20 minutes, we should fit right in that.
All right. So it should be okay in one segment.
Yep.
Yeah. If we move it along, it's got to be moved along. You know, like how if the acceptance speech is too long, the music comes on and they cut them off.
Well, I really think...
Like CBS did to Frank Sinatra when Bono introduced him.
There would only be, I think one person that would be giving a speech.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I think this contest
So we'll
is...
have to leave room for him.
This award ceremony is rigged. No, because it'll go all day.
Well, it's a major award, Stan. Yeah. He could sweep the awards.
It looks that way. We got a Titanic on our hands. we got to do this before we take the commercial break.
I thought you wanted me to remind you of that.
Yeah, but I just reminded because you weren't going to remind me.
All right. So you can hear all the pomp and pageantry that'll be coming your way.
Haney and I have been talking about Naples Nissan for a long time. This, I don't think I've ever seen Aaron Walker do.
He's done a lot, though.
If you're currently driving a Toyota, Honda, Nissan, Hyundai, Kia, Dodge, Chevy, or Ford, now listen carefully, with less than 5 years old,
right,
and less than 60,000 miles on it, bring that vehicle into Naples Nissan, and they'll pay you the full amount that you paid for it.
Aaron.
Aaron, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're supposed to sell cars at MSRP, not buy cars at MSRP. How are they in business,
Dan? It doesn't matter where you got it, whether you leased it or purchased it, or how much you owe on it. If it's less than 5 years old and less than 60,000 miles on it, they want it, and they will pay you the full MSRP for it so that they can drive home.
I love Aaron Walker, okay? But there's not going to be a Naples Nissan if he keeps this
stuff
up.
So you can be driving home a new Nissan. There is no catch. They need to replenish their pre-owned inventory with some quality vehicles, and then you get a brand new car out of the deal.
What the hell? It's the holidays. I worry about the Walker family.
They say it's a win-win. I don't know how they stay in business.
No, I don't see that.
Offers on select models with approved credit cannot be combined. Restrictions may apply. Visit NaplesNissan.com for full details.
You might want to call Chad to double check. Yeah.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, a Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show, which will be a very special day. Coming up here in just a second, we'll have the grab bag, Stan's audio grab bag, in a little less than an hour, the first annual Stan and Haney Awards. We've been doing this here at K-Rock for, I don't know, a quarter of a century, and this is our first annual award show. Then later on today...
Now, what I was thinking, if you want...
Yes.
You could be... the MC and host, and then you could hand it over to me, and I could announce the categories and then hand it back to you for the winner.
That might take up a lot of time.
Would that muddle things up
sufficiently?
Yeah,
it'll muddle it up a little bit. We got to move it along.
That's really the goal, isn't it?
I want it to come off clean. I don't know how it's going to happen. We've got three people doing three different things for this award show, and I sense disaster.
What could possibly go wrong with a big production piece like this?
Big production piece. And then later on today in the show, we'll be joined by, once again, Brett Baer and the beautiful Shannon Bream. They're going to be coming on today because there's a big event happening in Naples the first part of next year. And they're going to be hosting an event down there.
And all for a good cause?
All for a great cause to help the Children's National Hospital. And they're going to be raising some money, and they're going to have a complete forum down there where they're going to go and discuss. Actually, it's called the All-Star Panel Event, January 18th at the Ritz-Carlton.
And, oh, no. Stan.
What?
I'm just getting word. It's already happening.
What?
We've had part of the Stan and Haney Awards cut for time.
What?
All right, you tell her she can leave then.
Who is going to be?
We were going to have Cher perform a medley of her hits to open up the show, but we're told that has to be cut for time.
No problem.
I don't understand. We haven't even started the show. How is stuff being cut for time?
Because things run long.
I wanted to hear Halfbreed.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Today's a very historical day.
It sure is. It's the first
annual Stan and Haney Awards, and, well, I guess it officially was yesterday, the Wright Brothers Day. It was an actual presidential proclamation that celebrate the achievement of the Wright Brothers.
Oh, great. That's just what we need to be honoring two white males.
December 17th, 1903, their heavier-than-air, mechanically-powered flight took place. I got a recording of it.
You do?
Yep.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Captain Orville Wright speaking. Welcome aboard Wright Brothers Flight Number 1 non-stop service from the top of the big hill to the pasture behind the shed. Our estimated flying time is approximately 28 seconds. Once we reach our cruising altitude of about 26 feet, I'll turn off the safety belt sign, and you can move freely about the cabin and wingspan for roughly 6 seconds until we begin our descent. this time, I'd like to direct your attention to our in-flight magazine as an impressive selection of those tall bicycles with really big front tires. You'll also find applications for our Frequent Flyers Club. When you become a frequent flyer, credits can be exchanged for upgrades, free tickets, or one of them tall bicycles with the really big front tire. Well, folks, it looks like my brother Wilbur has cleared us for takeoff, so if you could all jump out and run alongside the craft until I get her started down the hill, then hop back in, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
There it was. I had it right there. I really dug into the archives.
And you know what? That could never happen today.
No, it couldn't. Let me tell you, I just read a book about them. They were basically ignored. They were laughed at. And they would go to Kitty Hawk, or they would go in town where they lived. It's those Wright brothers messing around with those planes again. And people would go out because they had a big announcement. They'd say in the little town where their bike shop was, big announcement, we're going to fly a plane today. And people would come out to the field and watch it. Nothing happened. They couldn't fly it that day. So they went a few days in a row, a few weeks in a row where they're flying around and nobody gave a rat's ass.
If the same thing were to happen today, first of all, they wouldn't even get the plane built because there would be a government agency that says,
of course,
that's not what we do.
Yep.
And the train industry would squash them.
Yep, big train.
Wait a second. Are you telling me this flight business actually works? I thought they were clowns. This could be a game changer. We need to stop this now.
Stop it right now.
Or nobody will take a train ever again.
Break Orville's legs.
Yep.
People often say, Stan Haney, why do you do the Wayback Machine and look at the Billboard charts from the 70s and early 80s? Here's why. The top five songs for 2019.
Here are the top five songs for 2019 from Billboard's Hot 100. Number five, Post Malone's Wow. Number four, Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. Number three, Halsey, Without Me. Number two, Post Malone and Swae Lee and Sunflower from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. You're the sunflower. You're the sunflower. And number one,
I knew for a fact that this song would take me to another level.
Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus with Old Town Road.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Old Town Road is one of the biggest songs of the year, if not the biggest.
The top five songs for 2019 from Billboard's Hot 100.
Now you know why we do the Wayback Machine.
And you know what they all got in common? Not one of those songs could have been made without computer technology.
Correct.
Now, in fairness, Old Town Road probably could have still been a hit with just guitars, but that's not what they did.
Precisely.
The other ones, if you took away all that stuff, to hear Billie Eilish mumbling, no.
Nope. I don't know what you, everybody within the sound of my voice.
And none of them sound happy.
No, nothing's happy.
I don't hear, you know, oh, what a night, December 1963.
No, you do not. I don't know what you're doing with the rest of your life.
Me?
Not, I'm speaking to the audience.
Yeah, you do.
Speaking to the audience.
Oh, all right.
But, and this is no joke, the city of Topeka, Kansas, is offering up to $15,000 if you're willing to relocate there. Make Topeka, Kansas your home. They're even doing an ad campaign around the country to get people to move to Topeka, Kansas.
Welcome to Topeka, the capital of Kansas.
This is real.
Home of tornadoes, flatland, and the Wizard of Oz, right? try again. Kansas stereotypes aren't all bad, like Midwestern charm. That's real. We really do talk to our neighbors. Our kids play outside. And we always hold the door open for the people behind us. So before you cross off Topeka because it's in a flyover state, we invite you to stop in. Sure, we might move at a different pace in Topeka, but we like it that way. And we think you will too. Join us.
And so they're giving you incentives up to $15,000 to move to Topeka. Now, that's the way the state or the city chose to portray themselves. I found one that they rejected, but far more telling.
Come home to Kansas. Are we there yet, state?
Hi, folks. Alan Falfa here for the Kansas Department of Tourism. You know, there's lots of reasons to make Kansas your next vacation spot. Why, we've got everything from rows and rows of beautiful golden wheat to wide open fields where beautiful golden wheat used to grow. Yes, you'll never have to climb another annoying hill or worry about salt air corroding your exhaust system or tree sap falling on the hood of your brand new car. You know, that stuff's not easy to get out, even with bug and tar remover. So come on out to Kansas, pack a picnic lunch, and stare mindlessly at the curvature of the earth. Yes, when it comes to the tornado and giant swarm of grasshopper capital of the world, I'd make my next vacation spot Kansas.
Come home to Kansas. Are we there yet, stay?
How about that, huh?
That's pretty compelling.
Yep. 15 grand. If you're going to go and buy land and want to have a home and start a new life in Topeka, Kansas, they'll give you $15,000 as a leg up.
And that'd be enough to buy several acres and a big house.
Right? Yep, yep. And we can plant wheat. But who will harvest the wheat? Who will grind the wheat? Not the little hen.
Well, that was a question that was answered in the 1860s.
Yeah.
But we could have a couple of trusty hosses and wear dusters and cowboy
yes,
hats
we could.
Everywhere.
Yep.
Have a long rifle there in the saddle.
I'm sorry.
And a couple of six guns on our side.
There's part of me that says I'd like to take advantage of that. Get some property. Have a little bit of land and
see,
a
see, then
and a
we
home.
Could have that compound and just be surrounded yep. by land.
Yep, flat land.
And you and I could sit there on the porch drinking Country Time lemonade.
Yes!
And then if I see a trail of dust 12 to 15 miles off, I can look over at you and go, well, you reckon we ought to check it out?
Yeah.
Yep.
Reckon we ought to do that.
Come on, Bessie. Going for a ride. You folks lost?
Well, we was just trying to find our way to the Ponderosa.
Well,
Miss Ellie.
I'd say you've done a pretty good job, because you've been on the Ponderosa for days now.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yep.
And, you know, Dennis Weaver would be there with us.
Oh, sure, if he was alive.
Explaining that, you know, our porch is going to break down if we don't nail a board.
You know, a lot of people have criticized Rob and myself for enjoying the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
You're not enjoying it. It's a full-blown addiction.
There is a guy near San Diego who broke the world record by eating a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich for 114 days in a row.
Well, they're non-addictive. Why is he doing that?
He said, not counting Sundays and holidays, because Chick-fil-A is closed. He cared about it so much, he even missed some of his family's recent trips to Disneyland and all, because he had to get a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
I think they're conveniently located virtually
everywhere
now.
Well, he talks
now,
about how he had to go find one.
I am 99.9% that nobody is this crazy. I could talk about this for the next hour. I thought to myself of like, oh, I could do that. I could totally do that.
First, I thought it was a little crazy and I didn't think he'd stick with it, but then I could tell he was serious about it.
We went up to Disneyland, and then the crazy thing was is that I drove all the way back here, got my order, got my picture taken, and drove all the way back up to Disneyland to finish out some rides with my family. Apparently, it's official. I'll still be here 2 to 3 times a week anyway, so...
Yeah, even after setting the record.
And where does he live?
Near San Diego.
And is Chick-fil-A so sparse that he has to drive to San Diego?
To set the record, he had to go to a particular one to get each day's picture taken.
Come on, man. Just come on, people.
I got to take care of this.
Can you imagine if that energy and persistence was directed towards an actual goal?
Yep. I got to take care of this. Rob evidently last weekend was doing a comedy show at a country bar.
Oh, he'll do it anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
I think he brings his own stage.
And he got talking to people and kept saying, yeah, come on by the Stan and Haney show and just say hi.
You know what? If there's one New Year's resolution, we got to put a stop to that.
We got a bunch of not comedians.
These are
country artists that he's made contact with.
Well, that's different then.
I'm not too familiar with these country artists. If you would kindly step to the microphone, I guess we got a line out the door. Just state your name and you can wish us a Merry Christmas. Who's up first?
Hey, this is John Party. Wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, John. John, who's next?
Hey, it's Dirks Bentley. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Dirks. Rob will show you out. Who we got next?
Hey, this is Lauren Elena. Wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, darling. All right,
that's really nice, but we got things to do.
We got one more out there? All right, come in, state your name, and you can wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Hey, everybody. It's Eric Church. Wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you, Rob. Glad we got that taken care of.
It's always nice to talk to, you know, the up-and-coming talent.
Yeah. You know, and it doesn't surprise me that country stars come in here. We had Charlie Pride just standing out in the hallway staring
banging
at us.
On the door.
Yeah. Can I come in here? Is this 96K? Come on in, Mr. Kissing Angel. Good morning.
He just walked in on us.
Yep.
And it was such a pleasure.
It sure was. It was great. We're going to take a break. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
You know, it's one thing to have Charlie Pride on the show, but it's quite another to have him surprise you and just walk in at a random time.
Yep. Oh, I think we were in the middle of doing your news. And I said, hey, somebody's out there looking in the window. No front desk stopped him. Nothing. Just walked in the building.
Because he's Charlie Pride.
And opened up the door and right off the bat, it's Charlie Pride.
Mm-hmm.
You Stan and Haney? Yeah. Well, somebody up there at Charlotte County spring training for the Texas Rangers told me I need to come in and sit with you. All right.
That was great.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. Oh, later on this hour, 3 o'clock hour, first annual Stan and Haney Awards.
A lot of production value.
Yeah, it should go smoothly.
Yeah, without a hitch.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. 277-9600. I'll go to the local beat here momentarily. I didn't get a chance to show you yesterday's photo of the day, so I'll ask Rob to bring up that one so that you can click on it. I'll tell you about that. And in less than a half hour, who's going to be taking home a Staney? Huh? We got the categories. And
I know there's a big buzz going around the building.
Yep, the old red carpet is out. The first annual Stan and Haney Awards. Our celebrity photo was put up yesterday. I forgot to mention it, so it's up there today. Haney and I from 1998 when we did our show with Playboy Playmates Maria Checa and Rhonda Adams.
Oh, man.
And we did the whole show with the two of them by us the whole time. And they, up close and personal, they were beautiful.
Yes, they were. I have no memory of that.
Well, I have a memory of it. Both you and I were dating at the time, and our girlfriends stood,
we were dating then?
And we weren't dating together. Our girlfriends were standing behind us for the whole show.
And that was in 98?
Yes.
Oh, that was volatile. Oh, that was extremely volatile. Yeah,
okay. Let's, okay. You can take that down, Rob. Now it's,
yeah, well, it's
the
safe
memories
now.
The memories are coming back now.
Yeah, there's a reason I have no recall of that. And I think I blocked out many months from that year.
Let's take a look at Stan's local beat.
I want to wish you hadn't refreshed my memory.
Well, it's not who you think.
Oh, is it a different one?
It's stop.
All right.
Stop guessing.
It's fine.
Stop guessing. Wasn't any better, but stop guessing.
Yeah.
Local beat. And I want to get through this because I want to give ourselves a little extra time for the next segment and the Stan and Haney Awards. And
boy, dating is a lot of work.
It is. Dateline Fort Myers. This comes to us from Wink News. This is so creepy. Headline. Accused stalker arrested in Fort Myers has notebook on following women.
He needs a notebook for that?
You will see in a second. Rob will show you his mugshot.
So he's got like an instructional manual?
An accused serial stalker was caught with a notebook in Fort Myers last week detailing ways to follow women when they are alone or even with someone else.
But he needs a quick refresher once in a while to remember how to do it properly.
The notebook was found on 64-year-old James Gadsden. It reads in part, the notebook.
Now, is this a manual or is this something he's written for
himself? He's writing. It's his scribblings in a notebook. The notebook found on Gadsden, age 64, reads in part, ask, do you mind if we sit down in the car to talk? It also says...
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, it also says, you may have to follow her until she goes to the car. A woman said Gadsden followed her and her 11-month-old daughter out of the Kohl's last week. I won't say her name. I'll just call her Donna. She saw the report on the TV news and said Gadsden followed her around a Walmart nearby. As I was cashing out and walking out there, he was standing by the Walmart greeter, staring at me. Kind of chilled me, and I wasn't sure if I should leave the store or not. Donna added, so I stood there, a little frightened. Oh, there's some of his writings. In that notebook, it's like Dave's Scribble Scrabble. In that notebook, authorities found phone numbers belonging to women who said the suspect followed them, too.
Well, he got their number.
Here's the deal. And if you're a victim, you know, do what the old gag is at a bar. You look at the truck across the street for, like, pizza delivery or something, give somebody that number. They said the victims gave their numbers, saying they were too scared not to give it to Gadsden.
What?
Investigators said they have linked Gadsden to at least four other incidences. They add Gadsden admitted to them that he followed multiple women at the Kohl's.
Now he's following them, but he doesn't do anything, right?
I guess he's got the whole manual on how to approach them, and he got phone numbers from them.
Yeah, but did he do anything with them?
Donna has a tip for women to stay safe. She says, trust your instincts. If you feel like something's wrong, then ask for help.
But he was just bothering them, right?
Yeah, that's harassment. That's harassment right there.
Well, it doesn't... It's...
Do you mind if we sit down in the car to talk?
Yeah. And she says no.
You may have to follow these people until they go to the car.
Until they go to the car.
Yeah, and then you make the move on them. I don't know. The guy, seriously, I don't want that around my wife. I don't think I want that around my daughter. Put him away. All right.
Well, but put him somewhere comfortable.
Like? He's 64.
Yeah, put him somewhere comfortable.
Where would you suggest?
Well, you know, in the 70s, they got rid of all the nut houses.
I know, thanks to Geraldo Rivera. That's true, you know.
Yeah.
It's true. We're going to take a little bit earlier than normal break.
Because the spectacle is just moments away.
We're going to break about 5 minutes early here. Because when we come back, who's going to take home a Staney? The first annual Stan and Haney award show will begin later on today. We'll be joined by Brett Baer and Shannon Bream from Fox News Network.
Full coverage.
She, you know, I don't know if she wants to talk about it on the air because she's Shannon Bream. Here's what I know about Shannon Bream. First of all, she's gorgeous. She grew up in Florida, very strict religious family, wouldn't allow the rock and roll to be played in the house. She went off to Liberty University. There she is. She went off to Liberty University.
It's Falwell's University, right?
Yep. And then went and got her law degree at Florida State, became a lawyer. During that time in her college years, she entered the Miss USA contest and the Miss America contest, finishing it like in the top. She then was lawyering for a while because she's an expert on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
She was lawyering for a while. And then decided that she wanted to get into news reporting and had a few news jobs and markets around the country. And then was discovered by Britt Hume over at Fox to come and apply for a job at Fox Network.
Oh.
And she's been there ever since. Beauty queen, lawyer, Supreme Court expert, and anchorwoman.
I'm sorry. There is nothing wrong with gorgeous and brilliant.
Nope. They go hand in hand in a special kind of way. We'll be back. Big. Sit down. Get some popcorn. Get yourself a cold drink and be ready for one of the biggest events of the year.
You've waited all year for it.
Yep. The Stan and Haney Awards. Coming up next. 96K Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon on a momentous occasion. About an hour away, we'll be joined by Brett Baer and Shannon Bream. But right now,
big show.
But right now, this is... I'm a little... excited, a little nervous. Our first ever Stan and Haney award show. Who's going to come away?
And we're behind the scenes right now.
Yep. Who's going to come away with a Staney? Of course, I want to thank the people making the trophy, the Stan and Haney inaugural trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Can't use the acronym there. Sorry. But we call him a Staney.
I wonder who will win the Stan and Haney inaugural trophy.
We've got 13 categories, everyone walking away with a Staney. Shall we let the festivities begin?
But there's only one winner of the Stan and Haney inaugural trophy.
Right. The audience.
Yeah. All right. Does that conclude our behind-the-scenes coverage?
The red carpet coverage and all of that stuff.
And now, Stan, you can see the light show beginning.
Yes.
It is dazzling. Let's go now live to the first annual Stan and Haney Awards.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is a special occasion.
It may be the afternoon, Stan, but the stars have come out to shine.
They sure have. Who is going to walk away with the coveted Staney? That fine little trophy, again, thanks to the Stan and Haney Inaugural Trophy Company. Let's start the categories off right now. See who gets our first Staney of the year. Complete with sound clip of the award-winning moment.
As we look back at the year that was,
yes,
2019.
Our first category, best vomit-eating moment of the year.
Oh, this is a big one.
And the Staney goes to... Oh, from June 21st show, it's when Dave ate his own vomit after eating gefilte fish. Let's remember. Where is it? Where? I told you, smooth as silk. And that music is god-awful loud, but we got to do it to cover.
You should be thankful for it.
Congratulations, June 21st show, when Dave ate his own vomit after eating gefilte fish. I told you this would go off with just smooth as silk. Everything all right over there? Everything okay? What's wrong?
Where's the failure?
Where's?
I'm not sure. The audio is playing on my computer, but it's not coming through your board.
Oh, no. Stan's got to mash buttons.
No, I've got every button on.
You got it in mono.
Why don't you shut up? It doesn't have to be in mono coming from over there.
I know.
You know?
I was just checking to make sure you didn't have it in there.
Shut up. It's got to be on your end like it was before. Something not plugged in over there. A speaker not on. Something... shorted out. We may have to come back to this.
No, turn up the game, Rob.
Really? We had this all mapped out. We might have to start over again. Because he's right there. He should be. The sound should be coming through loud and clear. Music, please, Haney.
I mean, is there a point?
I don't know. Anything to cover it until we find out why his end's not playing. There we go. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the first annual Stan and Haney Awards.
And you know, Stan, what a beautiful day for an awards ceremony. And it is going off without a hitch, just like the Stan and Haney show itself.
Yep. Let's go and see who gets our first Staney. The category... Best vomit-eating moment of the year. Let's open the envelope.
Again?
Yeah, it's a new envelope. Oh, it's from June 21st, when Dave ate his own vomit after eating gefilte fish.
Boy, you can just feel the crowd tingling with anticipatory delight.
Got the engineer in here. Shouldn't this have all been worked out ahead of time?
Well, there was several weeks' notice. Yeah. Not like we don't it was do working. This all the time.
It was working fine. There's Richard. Let's start it again. Good thing I broke in early.
It's like no sale.
Yep.
Oh, he had it muted.
He had it mute. Was it muted? Roll it. It went. They're rebooting the computer. That takes about 15 minutes. Richard, the chief engineer. Well, you see what's going on up there? Thank you very much. This will be edited for airplay. This, you won't even know this.
Boy, can you imagine if this happened live? Yep. What a disaster.
What a disaster. Thank goodness this will all be edited.
Yeah, really makes us sound bush league.
Yep, makes us sound cheap.
Well, we got time to kill. You want to shoot the breeze about politics for a while?
No. No, I don't. Rob, what's going on over there?
I'm not quite sure. The computer
worked. Oh, I hear that.
Yep,
I hear that.
And the computer worked just fine Monday.
I hear that.
And
I
it heard worked yesterday as well, right, Dave?
Yeah, it worked fine.
All right. I heard
Dave
it.
Broke it.
I heard it boot
no,
up.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. I heard it boot up. It should be working fine, right? If I'm hearing sounds.
Yeah, we heard the Microsoft sound.
Yep. So the clip should play like well,
okay.
See?
All right. We're being welcomed to Windows 95 Pro.
Yep. Boy. State of the art. All right, let's start this again. We may have to cut a few segments.
We can't cut it.
Look, I'm looking at the clock. We're already 8 minutes into it.
Are we really?
Yeah. Now, do
Boy,
I hear?
Time flies when.
Okay, what? Good. Stop it right there. Okay, let's start it over again. We're ready to roll now. Well, good afternoon, everybody. And it's time now for the Stan and Haney Awards, our first annual award. We hope this will be an annual thing that goes a lot smoother when we get something above Windows 95. Our first category. Oh, I'm so excited about this. Best vomit-eating moment of the year. And the Staney goes to... From June 21st, the show when Dave ate his own vomit after eating gefilte fish.
Dave! What are you doing, Dave?
Oh, God!
Don't do that!
No!
Oh, you're sick!
Nobody asked you
Nobody
to do that!
You. Nobody wants you to do that!
Why are you doing this?
Oh!
Ah!
Oh! Get away! Get away!
Ah! Jeez! Ah! That is disgusting.
He just drank his throw up.
There it is, everybody. There it is. Oh. Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you, Stan.
You got
Thank
yourself
you.
A Staney.
Thank you. I want to thank all you guys.
All right, keep it short. We're on time now.
Oh, does he have to make a speech?
No. No time.
But I just wanted to say thank you.
Okay, whatever. Let's see our next category. Best yogurt eating moment of the year. Best yogurt eating moment of the year.
All right. And as soon as you say, and when, and as Stan and Haney goes to, yeah. I'm going to hit a fanfare.
Okay. And the Stan and Haney goes to. From April 12th. When Dave ate expired yogurt that was flavored Dutch apple.
Dutch apple pie, huh? Just like Mama used to make.
Oh, God.
Oh Jesus, I can smell it over here. Don't do that, Dave. Don't do it. No.
I need the body. Oh, I
no.
need the body.
Do not do it! Ah!
Oh, man. Oh,
once
Memories.
Again. Once again, boys, I
Memories.
Just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
For giving me the opportunity to shine.
Our next category. Who can forget this one? The category, Best Pickled Egg Eating Moment of the Year. And the Staney goes to... June 14th, when Dave tries to eat an entire jar of pickled eggs.
Hey, no way.
It's either, you know what? You're not going to sit on your ass all day. Take a bite of that. Because you got the whole jar to eat.
Oh, man, no way.
Take a bite. It's just vinegar. Take a bite.
Go ahead, just swallow it. Swallow that bitch.
You know what? You should do it whole.
Oh, you shouldn't have been it. Oh, that is sick.
It's actually pretty good.
That is sick.
Beautiful moment. Oh, beautiful again, moment.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. I can't thank you
Boy,
enough.
He's sweeping them.
He is. This is like Titanic. Next category for Estany. Best squid-eating moment of the year. That comes from the November 15th show. Oh, hold on. I got to open the winner. And the winner goes to... From November 15th. When Dave tries to eat squid from a can. How's that taste?
Is it still alive?
I want your critique.
He's shaking.
Oh, you need a trash can?
He's going to need one.
Oh, God.
Shut up. It smells horrific. Horrific.
Another one, Dave. Another Estany. You've got
you
a lot to go on the old mantle.
Thank you.
That's a lot of hardware.
I really got to say thank you, boys, for letting me shine. You really do.
Our next category. The category is... Best screw job by Stan moment of the year.
Best screw job by Stan moment.
Yep, of the year. And the Estany goes to... from the December 12th show when Stan convinces Haney the Christmas party, the office Christmas party, has great gifts.
First of all, you said Haney.
Uh-huh.
It's changed from what you remember.
It has.
And they give away fabulous prizes.
They do. Rob, what'd you get? What'd you get?
AirPods.
Oh, look at those AirPods. I got an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Dave, the waterman, got
a
wireless speaker system. Yeah, they give away fab. So, number two, proof. I wasn't lying. There was a.
I got a cup.
And then, congratulations, Haney. Here's
Thank you, Stan.
Here's a Estany for you.
My first one. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Ah, yes. And the awards keep coming. Here we go. This is a special one. Let me get the envelope. Best phone freakout of the year. And the Estany goes to... Open that envelope. The December... hold on, which one is... Oh, the September... the September 10th show when Dave is accused of faking sick to get out of work. Why is the hotline ringing?
What?
Who is that? Who is it?
I believe it's Dave. He said, tell that son of a bitch to put me on the phone.
Wait a second. He's not. He's
you sure that's not Brad?
Yeah, that should be Brad. Oh, that's happened before. Hold on. Yes?
You son of a bitch!
I can't. Yep. Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave accused of faking sick to get out of work. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was a good one.
Yep.
Here we go. Our next Estany Award, the category, Best Man to the Best Man of the Year. Let's see. Let's open the envelope. The Estany goes to... the August 22nd show when Dave is given the prestigious title of best man to the best man for Stan's wedding.
Oh, you did it again.
Thank you.
You did it again.
I would like to ask
Dave the Waterman, my buddy.
Buddy.
If you would be best man to the best man.
What?
Are you serious?
Best man to the best
man.
That
ain't a call. That ain't a call to make.
That is an honor. Absolutely.
It's not a call to make.
That is an honor. I would absolutely
love you're not doing
love
that.
To accept the best the best man.
No.
Isn't that something?
That's how Dave gets to go to every wedding.
Unbelievable.
Oh, here we go. Another category. We are celebrating the first annual Stan and Haney of the Year Awards. Best Contest Winner of the Year. Best Contest Winner of the Year.
Oh, this is a biggie.
And the Stanny goes to... From the April 11th show when Brandy from Moorhaven hit the G-spot and won $1,000.
What are you going to do with that money?
Oh, I don't know yet.
You got some...
Nice problem to have, isn't it?
Might go on vacation.
Yeah, if you could go on vacation, where would you go?
Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where my old man's from, Indiana.
All right, so your old man, you and your old man going to go up to Indiana and relive
what
it was like, huh? So how did the two of you meet?
How do we meet?
Yeah.
Through my brothers.
Mm-hmm. And your brothers introduced you?
Yeah, longtime friend, and we became friends with benefits. Then he married me after a year.
Oh, how romantic is that?
That is just adorable.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
there it is.
Absolutely.
The winning keeps going on. These awards, spectacular.
And the awards just keep getting bigger.
Yep, more Stanny Awards. Yeah, oh. New category now. Best sex advice of the year. Best sex advice of the year. I have the envelope
that's a
here.
Big one. That's a big category.
Oh. And the Stanny goes to from the April 12th show when Billy asks Dave why homosexual men have sex.
I don't understand. Because when a guy and a girl do it, it's because because I guess biologically you're trying to make a baby even if you don't want to have a baby.
Not but necessarily, Billy. I mean, a lot of people...
Act is what it's set up for.
Well, yes.
I think Billy knows more
about
this
than you do. Let me tell you what, Billy. Sometimes you have the... I don't know how you say this for you, Billy, because you're only 12. This is rough. Billy, sometimes people have relations for fun. You know what I'm saying? Not just necessarily to have a baby.
I'm not stupid, you dumbass.
Hey, man.
That was beautiful. Oh. Beautiful. All right. Nice job there, Billy.
Billy, in his first year on the show, picks up the hardware.
Already gets one for the mantle. Our next category. Best Dave annoying Stan moment of the year.
Oh, best, they don't come much bigger.
Best Dave annoying Stan moment of the year. And the Stanny goes to... from the April 34th show. That's what it says here. When Dave's counts Doritos out loud in the studio.
How many Doritos are in that package?
Probably 30.
Yeah, maybe, you know what?
Like there ain't 30 in there.
Count them up. You get back to me.
That's a snack pack.
Hold on. I'm dumping them on the table.
Now you're making a mess.
Oh, there's 30 if you count crumbs.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean actual chips.
Oh, I don't know. 17.
No, there's not.
No, I already had some.
Hey.
Will you count out what's left?
I'm listening.
To yourself. Don't count them out loud. I'll get back
to you. That is not fair. You know he's got to do it out loud or he'll never finish.
He can make a mark on a piece of paper.
One.
No. Hey.
Two.
No. Hey. Keep it to yourself.
Beautiful. Oh.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Ah. The category, best drug advice of the year. Best drug advice of the year.
Oh, this is so competitive.
Oh, there's a, yeah. What could have done it? What was it? Let's see. Ah, from the May 10th show this year, when Billy talks about his mom's drug use and Dave encourages him to taste cocaine.
I don't know what she does when she's out, but she does at home.
She does drugs in your home?
Yeah.
Cocaine?
I think so. It tasted like it.
Oh, dude. Oh, right on. Billy, you found the stash, bro?
Yeah, well, I wanted to see what it was, and so I stuck my pinky in it, and I put it on my gums, and everything went numb.
Right on, bro. Right on.
What are you encouraging about using cocaine?
Well, the kid's got to learn.
Billy takes home another.
Yes, he does.
Boy, he's got to be Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yeah, he has to be. Oh, he has to be. Now, you know what? The last two categories have to deal with guests that have been in the studio. These are really two. These are the two prestigious trophies to be handed out. These are guests that have been in the studio with us for a monumentous moment.
A monumentous moment?
Yeah, one that you'll
never forget. Is that like a unanimous donation?
It's kind of like that. Anonymous, mananimous. The best impressionist of the year. And the winner of a Staney goes to... Ah! From the September 10th show when comedian Bob DeBono came in as President Trump!
She's Elizabeth Warren is the only Democratic candidate that I understand is in close contact with one, I hesitate to say the name, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, she's horrible. But first of all, I call her Boring Warren because nobody wants to listen to her. She's very ugly. We all know that. Tremendously ugly. And Hillary, we all know, is a total liar. She loves to lie. When she walks down the street, everybody... If you notice, she tilts a little bit to the left. You know why? Because she's crooked, everybody. She is crooked. I call her the pig in the pantsuit.
And she reminds me of just being lectured by an angry school marm.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to be putting her in prison, but a Mexican one.
Very
a
nice.
Big Mexican prison.
That was beautiful. He was good. He was. He deserves the Staney.
Spectacular.
Rob, make sure you let him know he won a Staney.
Will do.
Excuse me, Stan.
Yes.
Bob couldn't be with us tonight, but he wanted me to let everybody know on his behalf just what it means to win a Staney.
Yep. Our final presentation of the year, we've had so many great musical guests.
We've had so many great moments already today.
Oh, yeah, I'm already floored. This is truly a great moment. Best in-studio performance of the year. And the Staney goes to... From the May 10th show when Messer performed their hit single, Simple Man, in the studio.
Selfish, there's nothing more to make of it. How much more do you think I could take? Apathy, something that I'll never get. I can't seem to get free from this cage. And I can't stand the way it makes me feel now. What do you want from me? I am just a simple man. I'm better off alone. And if you push me, I'll push back. just a simple man. I'm better on my own, and this is where I'll make a stand. I'm not taking anymore.
Oh, I remember that they had those little things in there. That was beautiful. Mm. There we go. Congratulations to all our winners for 2019, the first annual Stan and Haney Awards. What a year it's been.
Hard to believe. Another one in the books.
Another one. What a year it's been. And I, you know what, guys? I can't wait to do it again next year.
Yeah.
Shut up. We'll be back.
Better get your stomach lining checked if you want to do it again.
Don't worry.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails 30 minutes from now. Scheduled to appear. Busy day. They're going to break away and give us a little time. Brett Baer and Shannon Bream from Fox Network. And they're going to be talking about a big event that is coming to Naples the first part of January, where you can also participate. It's going to be on Saturday, January 18th, at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Resort, and it's to benefit the Children's National Hospital. Brett Baer's son had to go into Children's National, and he's doing well now, and he wants to get some of his Fox friends down here on January 18th. You want to know more about it? AllStarPanelEvent.com. And they'll be on here talking to us in just a little bit. I'd like to know more about that Shannon Bream.
Intriguing.
Very intriguing. Florida girl.
And there's a, you know what? That's a lot in one package.
Beauty pageant finalist in two. Miss USA and Miss Universe. A lawyer. A expert on the U.S. Supreme Court, news anchor, and she's beautiful. So that'll be coming up in less than a half hour. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Couple of things on the board. They're both in Fort Myers. First, we have a hit and run, Fort Myers. Alabama Road South and Mullins Lane. And then Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Buckingham Road and State Road 82.
Buckingham.
Buckingham, by the way. And I thank God we don't have to do anything like this here at Broadcast House. But I am on pins and needles for my wife and at her work. Today is the big judging of the decorated door contest.
Oh, no. Oh,
her office, God. Or her office building, has about, I don't know, 10, 11 different businesses that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out, this is where my wife is unbelievable, found out a couple of weeks back that they wanted to have a Christmas door contest. Each office was supposed to decorate their Christmas door, and the building where all the offices are would give first place $150, second place $75, and then the rest of the offices get nothing. And she was notified by her boss, we're in the contest. We're doing it. And so who was
what,
it?
What has that done for productivity?
Well, they put my wife on the project.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, this woman getting up hour earlier, 45 minutes earlier, to get into the office to work on the door. She was going to go and...
Dominate.
Dominate.
And I explained to her
that Miracle Whip is not always the answer.
Oh, secret.
I'm sorry.
But so today's the day of the drawing. And I told her, I said, your door looks great. You did a great job with it. You should have covered it in like paper or something so the others don't see it, because her door was done so great. Now the other officers
copying.
We got to step up the game a little bit. I said, you shouldn't you reveal it when the judging is done, because a few of the officers really went half-assed. She went all out. I'm talking about snow and lights and cardinals and branches and all of this stuff.
Christmas isn't supposed to be competitive.
No kidding. But she was, I'm in on this.
It's supposed to be an exhibition.
Yes. It's supposed to be fun. And so I'm still waiting for the results to come in. She hopes that she's in the money.
You know what I think she should do?
What?
While the judging is going on.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be part of it. She should go to Michigan and hold a huge rally
yes,
instead.
As that's going on.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I agreed, but she didn't get the plane ticket.
Oh.
Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. What's coming up? Well, Mark Haney's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
We'll have the heartwarming story of a man on a transatlantic flight giving up his first class seat to an 88-year-old.
Aww.
A new slanted toilet shortens employee bathroom breaks and also sounds a bit like torture.
Yep, slanted toilet.
And finally, a burglar in Wisconsin hiding in a closet decides his best move is to pretend to be Santa and say, ho, ho, ho. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We try to bring it to you every day with something we call the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you haven't started your Christmas shopping.
Top reasons why you haven't started your Christmas shopping.
You are a man, and last time you checked, it is not 11:59 on Christmas Eve.
Correct.
The gift you plan to give everyone this year is keeping your opinions about impeachment to yourself.
That's what I hear.
What?
You're waiting for Bernie to become president, and then there'll be free gifts for everyone.
Yep.
You only need to give one gift, and you acquire that by re-gifting whatever you received from your secret Santa at work.
Yeah, it's been done. It's been done.
First of all, let me thank Hillary Clinton.
You already have more than enough presents thanks to your quick neighborhood porch pirate run yesterday.
Yeah!
Woo! It's
Shut up, go!
Bullhorn.
Shut up,
Bullhorn, that porch pirate.
You know, sometimes you gotta work with the locals.
Yeah. You gotta get things done.
Top reasons you haven't started your Christmas shopping.
Yes.
Well, gifts require money. Money requires a job, and a job requires getting out of bed before four.
Yep.
So shame on you, Barack Obama.
You don't want to have to change the master procrastinator label you gave yourself on dating apps.
Oh my God.
And finally, the very top reason you haven't started your Christmas shopping.
Yes.
You're not entirely sure why, but you've become convinced that if you use tape and wrapping paper, Greta Thunberg will show up to your house and slit your throat in the middle of the night.
You guys are doing great.
Thank you, baby.
God bless.
I don't have time.
My friend, the 4 o'clock.
Elvin has left the building.
The building.
One quick email, and I got to paraphrase this email because, you know, remember our buddy Clayton that used to email us all the time? He, you know, the computer guy who had all the computers and all the.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him? He wrote a very long letter. And,
like a Christmas letter?
Well, no. He writes, Ahoy, guys. First off, I would like to express to you that I really appreciate you guys fixing all of those intros to your show and removing all those bad words bad audio
and unnecessary noises from them. I don't know why they did it to us.
Guys, I'll be honest with you. That's been bothering me for weeks and weeks. Not being able to listen to your podcast due to that clown Marvin of yours making all that stuff on the podcast, plus taking away your software.
Sucks harder than ever.
Yep. He goes on, and Clayton here, he said, I have some of the hardware you need. I'd give you one of my licenses if you wanted
it. Now, see, that's a good guy.
Yep. I also would recommend Audacity to download if you can't get Adobe. And so he goes on and he's talking all about that kind of stuff. He also suggests that if he gave us the email to some of our management who made the call to take some of that stuff away, he'd badger him every day. I don't need that, Clayton. Keep up the good work, guys. Signed, Clayton.
Well, he means well.
He does. We got to take a break. When we come back, scheduled to be on this very program on a very historic day, Brett Baer and Shannon Bream from the Fox News Network. They got a big event coming to Naples in January. We'll tell you about it.
How do they have time for us today?
This is what I want to know. Stan and Haney, 96K Ron.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96K Ron.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wednesday edition of the broadcast, about 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. I just took a look for a traffic update. Nothing new on Southwest Florida roadways right now, so we're going to go immediately and talk to our guests. This woman is just absolutely fantastic, and I cannot wait to talk to her. You can see her every night on the Fox News channel, and she is coming to Naples on January the 18th. It is a pleasure to have the one and only Shannon Bream on the phone. Hi, Shannon.
Great to be with you. How are you?
Oh, it is so good to talk to you finally. Both Haney and I, huge fans of you.
Why, thank you.
Let me ask you, because you know what's going on today, and I know Brett is supposed to be calling in, this is a crazy day for America's for American history.
It is. It's weird because, you know, we interview people and talk about what was the Nixon situation like, what was Clinton, and now we realize we're the ones covering it, so we're going to be the old fogies at some point that everybody's asking us, what was this moment like in history watching this impeachment? And Yeah, I mean, it looks like the vote will actually happen sometime tonight. The president is also holding a rally in Michigan tonight.
Yeah.
I imagine he'll have a few things to say about the day.
I just never thought that I would see this particular procedure be this partisan, because they wouldn't undertake it if they didn't have bipartisan support.
Yeah, and you know that's what Speaker Nancy Pelosi was saying from the beginning, that, listen, this is really divisive. It's tough for the country to go through this. Regardless of where you are on the spectrum, it's hard for everybody to actually walk through it. And she said, listen, until we can find some bipartisan support for this, I don't think it's the right thing to do. And here we are months later.
Yeah.
And we're walking down that road officially.
Shannon, I believe on the other line, a colleague of yours is Brett Baer. Let's bring Brett on and join this conversation. Let's see. Brett, are you there?
I am.
Oh, there we go. Say hi to Shannon Bream. I think you know her.
Oh, I think I know Shannon Bream. Hi, Shannon Bream.
I should be able to wave from him. Wave.
How
from
are you?
You know what? I got to ask both of you, and I'll start with you, Brett, since you just came back on. With everything that's going on today, and I saw you this morning on the Fox Network, and you said it too, and we posed this to Shannon as well. This is history right now. From now on, you said it. From now on, whenever you mention the president, the 45th president, you're going to have a little asterisk with it.
Yeah, no matter what you think of the president, when you love him, whether you love him or you don't like him, whether you agree with his policies or you don't agree with his policies, the history books will change as of today. Now, there may be caveats to this in that it will be a partisan vote. I think Shannon was mentioning that before I got on there, because the only thing bipartisan looks like it's going to be Democrats, at least two or three,
and
that
outright,
vote against this.
And outright defection by Van Drew.
Yeah, and he'll eventually be a Republican, but I think he'll vote on impeachment as a Democrat. And then the battle will become the Senate trial and how that all lays out, and whether witnesses are called, and how those votes go. If I had to make a bet, and, you know, we do Candidate Casino about getting the panelists to put their money down on which candidates are going to win.
You got to use real money. Real
yeah,
money
exactly.
Next time.
I should. If I had to do Impeachment Casino, I think that this is going to go down purely partisan in the House and then be pretty quick in the Senate. I think Mitch McConnell is going to squelch anything, and it gets over pretty quickly.
I want to ask both you guys this. I'm going to ask Shannon this first, and then I want to move on and talk about the event on the 18th. But, Shannon, part of I saw Neil Gorsuch on the Fox Network earlier this week. Where is the third branch of government when this is going on? Justice Gorsuch was saying they play a role in this. And right now, if there's a dispute in the Congress or with the president, isn't the Supreme Court supposed to decide some things?
Well, they're watching, hoping they don't get dragged into too much of this, but they already are. I mean, of course, the Chief Justice is the one who will preside over the Senate trial and be ruling on motions and disputes as they pop up during this, what we believe is going to happen, and now head to the Senate for the trial. But you'll remember just a couple of days ago, too, they said they're going to weigh in on this fight over the president's tax return. And all along, Democrats have been saying, we don't have time to go to court. Listen, if these people from the White House that we call as witnesses or ask for documents don't show up, we count that as obstruction, and it counts towards the obstruction of Congress charge. And the White House has argued all along, listen, we have a right to go to court to challenge this. And the fact that the Supreme Court took up these two cases over his tax return seemed to suggest that, yes, they too think there is a judicial part of this puzzle that's definitely an important piece that comes together.
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to ask you, Brett, this question, because Haney and I were kicking this around. Both of you have interviewed so many people over your years in television. And Haney was talking to me that you had Brett Comey right in front of you a few months ago, virtually telling you as an interviewer, not telling the truth, lying to your face. How do you go and deal with a guy when you're looking at him, guy or gal, looking at him, you're not more than 2 feet from him?
And what's scary to me is prior to 2016, I always thought of him as Mr. Straight Shooter, and he's really...
How do you, as news people, and you're interviewing the most powerful people in the world, in the country, and you know they're lying to you?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you point it out in questions. You listen to the answers. You redirect and kind of say, are you sure that's what you're saying? And you get them on the record. And we did that in the interview last year with Comey when he sat down and he was doing the book tour. He sat down on Special Report. And Chris Wallace, just this past weekend, used some of that interview to kind of put it back in his face and say, after the Inspector General's report, that is dead wrong. And you then use those sound bites of that he said on the same set.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's obvious for the viewer to see. Listen, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of hypocrisy in Washington. But on these big issues, especially when people get very, you know, sanctimonious about where they stand, it's kind of interesting to see an about-face and a mea culpa sometimes.
Can I ask you both a question about this? You've interviewed so many people. Who is, in your opinion, with all of your years in broadcasting, we'll start with you, Shannon, the most genuine person when you sat across from them and spoke with them or interviewed them, you said, you know what, this is the real deal?
You know, you just brought up Justice Gorsuch, and we got an unusual opportunity earlier this year to actually go out with him to Colorado to his fishing cabin out there and to meet his brother and his friends and his nephew and people just in and out all day, you know. They couldn't have been more down to earth, all of them, because, you know, they put out a spread of like cold cuts, make yourself a sandwich, I'll make it for you. Like, that doesn't usually happen when you're hanging out with, you know, Supreme Court justices or whatever.
But that's extremely comforting.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, there's a bag of Fritos over here, just help yourself. I mean, they really, in allowing us to spend the day with their family and friends, you get to know somebody at a different level.
Yeah.
And I got the sense he's surrounded by people that if he started to act too fancy pants, would immediately rip that down.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about you, Brett? I mean, you've interviewed the biggest names in the world.
Yeah. You know, listen, the politicians are kind of all the same. They try to not answer questions more than they try to answer them.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, Brett.
Exactly. Let me tell you what I want to talk about. I think world leaders are far more forthcoming. They don't really understand our politics, and what they're saying is making real news. When I sat down with the Japanese Prime Minister, you know, he was saying all of these things, just answering questions matter-of-factly, and he was making big news back in the U.S. when it came to foreign policy with Japan. I think Trey Gowdy is a guy that, if you haven't talked to a politician, is kind of a guy that's a straight shooter, even if it wasn't good news on his side. He kind of laid it out, so he'd be kind of an example of somebody who tells it straight.
And, of course, that's why he's no longer in.
Yeah, he had to get the heck out of it.
Yeah,
I want to talk about what's happening on January 18th. Shannon, I know you're going to be down here. Brett's going to be down here. Brian Kilmeade is going to be down here. Our old buddy Brian Kilmeade, he comes down here a lot. But both of you guys are Florida people.
Yes, I'm a Naples semi-resident, you know, that's my home away from home. So we'll be down there for the holidays, too.
And Shannon's a Knoll.
Go ahead. After you.
Yeah, I'm a seventh-generation Floridian. So any chance I have a chance to get home, I'm there. And this is such a great cause.
This is spectacular, and I want you to say a little bit about this, Brett. On January 18th, you guys are all going to be down for the All-Star Panel at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Resort for a night dedicated to improving the lives of patients and their families at Children's National Hospital, something near and dear to you, Brett.
Yeah, my son Paul had 3 open heart surgeries and 9 angioplasties there and a stomach surgery, believe it or not. He's 12 years old. He's doing awesome. He's the tallest kid in his class. He's the center on the basketball team, and he's a golfer, so the plastic clubs in the crib worked. Listen, it's not just about us and Children's National. They do pediatric research for our country and around the world that's really leading the way in children's hospitals. But we're doing these panel events. It's allstarpanelevent.com. You can still get tickets. They're selling fast, though. We did a hit on Fox and Friends, and they started selling like hotcakes. But it's going to be all of us talking kind of behind the scenes about covering Washington, our jobs, what's it like, you know, stuff that you don't see, taking questions from the audience. There's going to be a dinner and an auction that really is stuff that you can't get anyplace else. Like,
oh, can you give us
being with Shannon Bream.
what about with Shannon Bream? What?
Yeah, I mean, we've done all kinds of really interesting behind-the-scenes things where people come to D.C. and we can take them places that you normally wouldn't get to go. We had a group a couple years ago that I was able to take them over to have lunch in the Senate dining room with a couple of members. We try to keep it as bipartisan as possible.
Now, do they really have that Navy bean soup every day there?
They do. It's very good.
It's good.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah,
so you can bid on sitting on a curvy couch with the Fox and Friends with Brian and Ainsley will take you to lunch with Steve. And there's all kinds of stuff that really you just can't get anyplace else. And all of the proceeds go to Children's National, which is a great thing. So I'm very thankful all my friends are coming down to help.
And we're looking forward to this event when we heard that you guys were coming down. And I'm going to tell you right now, whenever you Fox guys and gals come down here, the support you get from Southwest Florida is tremendous. And I know that on the 18th of January, this is going to be another spectacular event.
Shannon is what draws it.
Well, you know what? I gotta. There's before you go, and I know it is such a busy day for both of you. I've got to talk to you, Shannon, about a couple of things.
Uh-oh.
When you go and you look at your life, you
it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. You grew up in a very Christian family in Florida. Is it true you weren't allowed to listen to, like, say, this station and rock and roll music?
Oh, heck no. I talk about in my book how I scammed my parents into getting me a Sony Walkman. So I could listen to cutting-edge stuff like Lionel Richie in Chicago.
That's dangerous.
Living on the edge. Yeah, living on the edge. Yeah.
And then you go to Liberty, and then you go to a Florida State where you become an attorney. But during that time, you enter the Miss USA and Miss America contests.
Yeah.
You do very well in that. Then you become a lawyer. Then you say, I don't want to be a lawyer. I want to go and be an anchorwoman. What is going on with you? A lot of stuff.
I've got a little bit of ADD. You know, I mean, this media thing I think is going to stick now. But I've had a lot of adventures out there. And you know what? I grew up in a family where we didn't have much, but my parents told me, you truly can do anything and don't let anybody tell you you can't. So I kind of tried everything and just enjoyed growing up and going down a lot of different paths.
It's an amazing resume.
It is.
Oh, thanks.
What town were you born in?
I was born in Sanford, Florida.
I worked in Sanford, Florida.
Did you?
The celery capital of the world.
That's right. It's a booming metropolis now.
And let me just say that Shannon is nicer than you think she is, which is hard to believe. She has the office down the hall from me. I don't think I've met a nicer person, not just saying that.
You guys,
candy on my desk, though.
You leave candy on your desk.
Heck yeah.
Is it hard candy or little miniature chocolates?
I'm not going to lie. It's hard candy because if it was like the Hershey miniatures, I would eat them all day. But I can resist the life there.
Yeah.
But if you need a mint, I'm here for you.
Guys, I am so excited that you guys are coming down here on January the 18th at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Resort. AllStarPanelEvent.com. And both of you have two tremendous books you've put out this year. They're both bestsellers.
Yeah.
Well, we're cooking.
Thank you, folks, for supporting it, for sure.
Yes, it's great.
And let me ask you one last thing, Brett, before we let both of you guys go. What was your day like? I know that you do the primetime stuff and special report. You were up early. What's an average day for you? What time do you get up? And I know Shannon works at night. What's an average day for you guys?
Well, so this has not been average, this impeachment stuff.
Of course.
I've been in at all of these hearings and kind of stuck on set sitting alongside Chris Wallace, and we've watched hearing after hearing and House floor after House floor. So we've kind of seen all of it gavel to gavel. My average day is I get up with my kids at like 6, and then I've got some time at home. I get in about 9:30 in the morning, and I have a morning meeting. And then throughout the day, the show changes about 6 times. I like to tell my staff I'm one tweet away from changing our rundown, which often happens numerous times. I'm live at 6 and home about 8. But tonight we've got a vote that's probably going to go till about 9 p.m.
Yeah, and do you think it's going to cross over with Trump in Michigan and the vote happening? We're going to do a split screen tonight?
I think there may be. We may tape the president on his impeachment comments and turn him around.
You know, I don't know. I remember Clinton. I even remember as a little kid Nixon in the situation. I don't ever in my life, and you two people as premier news people, have you ever seen anything like this in your career?
Well, I mean, this is definitely different. As I was saying before Brett hopped on, I mean, to hear the stories of people who covered Nixon and Clinton when that was playing out, and to now be the people who are doing it. It's a different place to be. But we talked about the fact that there had been hopes from the beginning, if it was going to happen, that it would have bipartisan support. That hasn't materialized. And if anything, the polls have showed that people have either, you know, stayed firm where they were or backed away from the idea of impeaching the president. So it's a lot to digest going into a presidential year, and it'll be interesting to see if, you know, a year from now it's such a distant memory it doesn't factor into how people vote, or if it does.
But do you think a year from now is a true turning point for the country?
I think it's going to be a huge election, and this president will have been impeached. He's not likely to have been kicked out of office. I doubt you're going to see a President Pence before then running. I think it's going to be President Trump up for re-election, and we're going to test, which has never been tested before, a president who has been impeached, mm-hmm. because President Clinton was impeached in his second term. President Johnson was not up for re-election back then, and I think, you know, you look at the polls, to Shannon's point, swing states have turned the other way, upside down against impeachment. And his approval rating in Gallup just today gone up 6 points.
Wow.
In the middle of impeachment.
Wow.
So, no, I have never seen anything like this.
Shannon, if Haney and I come to Washington, D.C. as a couple of tourists, will you show us around?
You know it. It's on.
Guys, thank you so much. And I know we're going to be talking with the two of you again as the date approaches. Hopefully, maybe in early January, when you get into town getting ready for the event, you can come in and hang out.
Sounds great. Thanks for the help promoting.
Thank you, Brett.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Shannon. Boy, there they go. She's absolutely effing delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a text from the Absolute Law text line that came in, said, I just looked up Shannon Bream, hot from head to toe, yowzer. And she's as smart
and
as
brilliant.
They come. She's brilliant. And that's wonderful. And again, the event is going to be January 18th at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Resort. A night dedicated to improving the lives of patients and their families at Children's National Hospital. Allstarpanel.com if you want to be involved. There she is with the swimsuit competition. Hold on, get it. There we go.
And wearing the Florida sash.
Yep. We're going to take a break. Mark Haney and the news. She just seems so delightful on the air. Hard candies on her desk. She's going to take us around D.C.
That's perfection, man.
Yep. Stan and Haney, 96K Ron.
We're sorry. This record is now out of print due to lack of sales. To purchase, contact the artist directly.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96K Ron.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Rob Cho going to be here at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Mark Haney in the news here in just a second. I saw...
three ships?
Yeah. I saw Dave out there. He's really limping, isn't he, when you bring it up?
Yeah. If somebody's paying attention.
Yeah, he claims he had a skateboarding accident.
Oh, he's
45 years old.
He showed me a slow motion video of him breaking his ankle.
Oh, did he have the video?
Yeah.
Did he really land on the ankle?
It was hard to tell. It was dark.
Of course it was.
And he was, it was full on dark, okay? And it starts with him standing on a picnic table, giving you two thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows him standing on top of his skateboard on top of the picnic table, and then it shows him in slow motion breaking his ankle.
But do you see him break his ankle? I don't think it's broken.
All I could see was on the phone screen. It was hard to see. You should ask him, and he'll show it to
you. I'm sure he'll be glad to. 45 years old, no health insurance. And he's doing this. What a stoop. And then he wants all the sympathy that he's hurting, man. I told him, I said, you know what? Every day I wake up in the morning and I wonder if I can stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you go through the same thing.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you open your eyes, the guessing game starts.
Yeah,
It's just... As soon as you open your eyes, the guessing game starts. It's so true.
Okay. I'm here. All right. Now let's try and wiggle the toes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I feel a sensation. And he's 45 and he's doing skateboard stunts. And he wants to have it on film to show everybody how he hurt himself. And we were supposed to have sympathy for that. The hell? Oh, by the way, from the Absolute Law text line, with our interview with Shannon Bream and Brett Baer. Guys, I love Shannon Bream. Definitely my favorite anchor on Fox News. Glad you guys had her on. She is the perfect example of what a woman should be. Yeah.
She's a bit of an overachiever.
Extreme overachiever. Lawyer. Expert on the Supreme Court.
Beautiful inside and out.
Yeah. Two-time. She was in, when she was going to Liberty, she entered, I think it was the Miss USA, Miss America pageant. And then when she was in Florida, she entered the Miss USA pageant and she became a lawyer, became an anchor, and she's beautiful.
You know what? I just got to spit it out, Stan. It's got nothing to do with anything, but I don't ever want to eat a sauceless pizza again.
Oh, you know what?
Do people order that?
So Haney was telling me that when he and Dave went to order a pizza from a major chain.
That's when we were in St. Augustine.
This is where I think the Dave grift comes in. So they order a pizza from a major chain. Haney, I know what Haney likes on his pizza. Mm-hmm. One of the things he likes on his pizza is sauce.
Yeah, and at first glance, because it was covered in cheese, I didn't notice until I was a bite in.
Some people are allergic to tomatoes and stuff. Here's what I think happened. Because you sent Dave out to pick up the pizza, didn't you?
Yeah.
Haney goes.
He ordered the pizza. He picked up the pizza.
Haney goes, tells Dave what he wants on the pizza. He then hands Dave money. Hands Dave cold hard cash and then tells Dave to go pick up the pizza. Follow me. You got to think on the level of a degenerate. So Dave's got a fistful of cash that he normally doesn't have unless Haney gives it to him. Goes to the pizza place, the major chain pizza. And I've seen it happen at fast food joints and things like that where, hey, man, we got a pizza. It was done wrong. We got to get rid. Anybody want a free pizza? It doesn't have any sauce on it. They've got an order. They didn't pick it up. We got either going to throw it out or if anybody wants it, you guys can have the pizza. Dave, I'll take it. So he gets the pizza, keeps your money in his pocket.
Pizza.
Yep. Brings it back to you. Says, here's your pizza, dude. Hey, this is what the pizza's got no sauce on it.
I mean, I'm thinking on the worst day with the worst pizza, at least it's got sauce on it.
There are people that don't order it. Rob, you got the menu over there. Is there such a thing like a naked pizza something?
Maybe his wife makes him eat like that.
Maybe.
No, I'm allowed to have sauce.
Oh, okay, good. That's good news.
Yeah, I mean, I worked pizza delivery for a long time. People order that, but they're weirdos when they order it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a
Why
weird
would
thing
you
to order.
Want that?
I don't know.
Some people are allergic to sauce, the tomatoes and the
then
sauce.
Then why are you eating pizza?
They like the crust. They like the cheese.
There's people who'll do the cheese, and then they'll put ricotta cheese on top of the regular cheese.
Well, that's the white pizza.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan this of it, was, but I'm aware of it.
This was a non-pickup or return or a misbake. That they were going to get
and
rid
so
of.
So you're saying what he did is when he saw that there was a free pizza available, he pocketed the cash.
Yes. Oh, you laugh, Rob. This is the same guy that openly admits to going to gas stations and staying on the island of gas pumps to get money.
This is a guy that will go and wash your windshield with a dirty rag and expect to get some money.
I just didn't think,
bro.
I just didn't think it was going to stick with me the way that it has.
Because he pulled a fast one on you.
Just how repulsive that pizza was. I don't even think you can call it a pizza without sauce.
I don't think you can either.
I don't know what it is, but it's not a pizza.
Let me ask you this. Did you eat it?
That's all I had.
You ate it, didn't you?
I ate one slice and...
Dave finished the rest.
No, I think even he was repulsed by it.
Really? Yeah, I don't think he was repulsed by a few extra greenbacks in his pocket, though, was he?
Well, he was trying to figure out a way to feed it to the dog next door, but there was no way to get in.
Let's go take a
look. The dog would like it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
they love cheese. Yeah. It really helps them.
Yeah, helps with their digestion.
Yep, so they can, pull themselves around with their front legs.
Yep, and drag the back half. Crash, North Fort Myers, the 4400 block of Hancock Bridge Parkway. Fort Myers, hit and run, South Cleveland Avenue and Fowler Street, right by Pagefield Commons. And in Lehigh Acres, crash, Alvin Avenue and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Eric Severide in New York, George Herman in Washington, Leslie Stahl in Washington, Fred P. Graham in Atlanta, Peter Kalischer in Paris, Tom Fenton in Paris, Robert Shackney in Des Moines, and tonight, a special report, The Energy Crisis.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, December 18th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
These people are texting. Yeah, my sister is lactose intolerant, Haney.
Yeah.
And she gets a pizza with no cheese on it. Wait a second.
I mean, isn't that the basic building blocks of a pizza is sauce and cheese, and then you can go crazy.
Hey, guys.
But you got to have sauce and cheese before you can call it a pizza.
My buddy orders pizza and takes the cheese off and puts it in the trash. Isn't what Dave got a white pizza? No.
No.
That's with the ricotta. No sauce on a white pizza.
No, and this wasn't where, when you get a white pizza, it's like a ton of cheeses, different cheeses. This was just one cheese melted on bread.
Guys, I think step one in making a pizza is put some sauce on it.
Yes! I don't think you're talking about a pizza until you've established that there's sauce and cheese.
Yep. Oh, by the way, Haney, a listener wants to know, does the limp that Dave has change from side to side depending on when he has to think fast about it?
Yeah. Thought that was evident.
Sorry about that.
What? It's up to him how he wants to present himself. You know, if he identifies as a limper, who am I to say?
Yeah.
Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Steve Jobs picked the name Apple for his company because he was on a strict diet of nothing but fruits and vegetables.
Oh, cut the crap.
When the company was starting up. And you can see how that paid off for him with his healthy lifestyle. Guess what?
What?
Mr. Cheeseburger and Smokes over here is still alive. Yes.
Still plugging along.
Yep. Mr. Apple and Celery is six feet under.
But again, each morning,
the guessing game begins.
Oh, absolutely. Soon as you open your eyes, the guessing game starts. Where am I? Oh, yeah. I'm home now. Yeah. I'm back home.
I feel my toes.
Oh, no. Is this going to be one of those? Oh, God, help me. And incidentally.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you ever own an iPhone 2?
No, I owned an iPhone 3. I think it was 3G.
You are correct.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Because for some reason, they never made an iPhone 2. So if somebody tries to sell you one.
Really?
They went from the original iPhone directly to 3G.
Yeah, so don't bother, Rob, looking up for the iPhone 2. You're not going to find it unless they say that there's one on there. There's no such thing as an iPhone 2.
And then I think the one after that was the one I got, the iPhone 4 POS.
Oh, piece of...
In a moment.
And now the guessing game begins.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Guys, Christmas is just around the corner, and you know what she really wants under the tree. She wants diamonds, and she wants her diamonds from Jason and Todd at the Diamond District at Estero at Coconut Point. Don't wait another day. The Diamond District has fabulous deals for you on the largest and most beautiful selection of diamond jewelry in all of Southwest Florida. Stunning diamond stud earrings, 27% off. Beautiful diamond bracelets, including 2-carat total diamond weights, just $12.99. And 5-carat total diamond weights, priced at only $29.99. The Diamond District also has the largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds priced as competitive as anywhere in the world. Jason and Todd can help you wrap up the most beautiful Christmas yet by offering you up to 5 years to pay interest free. Make this Christmas the most sparkly yet with diamonds from the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point.
At the Diamond District.
And now back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
What is that, Rob? Every iPhone ever made? Is that what it is?
Up until 2016.
All right. What are they called?
They just have the years. They don't actually have the model numbers.
All right. So there's no iPhone 2.
No.
Okay. Right again, Haney.
You know, there's no two ways about it. Flying sucks.
Yes, I almost dread it now. It's like being on a flying bus.
And both of us have had the experience, thanks to the kindness of others, to, on very rare occasion, fly first class.
It's a beautiful thing.
And you wouldn't think it would be that big of a deal.
It is.
But after being packed in coach and then having one leg of our flight being first class, you realize, I thought it was just a bigger seat. No, it seems like so much mm-hmm. more.
They want to make sure you're comfortable.
You feel almost human.
Yep.
Well, last week, a man was getting ready to board a Virgin Atlantic flight from London to New York. That's a long flight.
Mm-hmm. That's when I went to Europe, I flew a Virgin.
And he began talking to an 88-year-old woman in the terminal. We only know their first names, Jack and Violet.
Yeah, that's an old woman.
And the two of them really hit it off and had a knee-slapping good time together there in the terminal. And apparently, Jack mentioned he was in first class. Violet, at the age of 88, said she'd always dreamed of sitting up front, but never had.
Old lady scam, here you go.
So when they boarded the plane, he told Violet he wanted to switch seats. And the sucker sat in coach for the entire transatlantic flight while Violet sat up front with his family.
Yep. He should change his name to Rube.
Violet also claims to have had a knee replacement, so she was probably limping.
Yep. Switching from leg to leg whenever the, you know, when she got tired.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Jack realized not only had he given up his first class ticket, but by assuming Violet's seat, her assigned seat, well, that put him smack dab right next to the bathroom in coach.
Look at what seat she, because Virgin, they got those lounge first class ones where you got the privacy wall and everything.
Yeah. I don't think he was expecting to end up by the bathroom in coach.
I think Violet can fully recline on that, too, if she wants.
Mm-hmm. And flight attendants thought this was just the bee's knees. Mm. Sorry, I'm trying to relate to Violet. And they gave her the full royal treatment with wine, cakes, samplings of fine cheeses, while Jack inhaled the refuse of a transatlantic flight full of people. Flight attendant says, "Oh boy, they're my two favorite passengers."
Yeah, sure. Anything to make the news.
TV news.
Yeah.
Local.
Yeah.
Network doesn't have quite the prestige of local.
Hell no. That way you're local, your friends can see you.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like your grandmother.
Yeah.
You kept telling her you were on the radio, but she couldn't hear you like the college gal. Yeah.
When are you going to get a real job, Stanley? Like Betty Jo.
He does weekends on the college station.
Yeah. What do you do? Oh, I work at a 100,000-watt radio station, Grandma, and I have my own show.
If it's that important, why can't I hear it?
Never mind.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about toilets this week and company bathroom breaks.
Yep.
Well, a company in the UK called Standard Toilet has come out with a new type of toilet designed with a seat that purposely slants forward to prevent workers from getting too comfortable on the throne.
Oh, look at that. It looks like a prison toilet.
It does. It is on a 13-degree slope, placing your weight directly on the knees and legs. And you literally cannot take sitting there for long at all. Now, the company says in the event of an emergency, the damage to your legs should be done after about 5 minutes and won't get any worse. It's supposed to mimic what one does during a squat thrust. So, if when you open your eyes in the morning and the guessing game begins, you might find yourself in trouble quickly.
Yeah, that ain't meant for people our age.
They cost between $200 and $650, depending on optional features.
The one I'm looking at has none.
And they promised they'll soon be coming out with a model with an even steeper slope. Their website mentions one with a 35-degree tilt.
Yep. Should put that over here at Broadcast House. People stop, taking breaks in there.
Oh, absolutely. Then people would just use it for its intended purpose.
Right.
There'd be nobody in there ever.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, on December 10th, a 32-year-old man named Cabian Coleman broke into someone's house in beautiful Sparta, Wisconsin.
That's God's country.
He ended up hiding in a closet, and the people who live in the house realized they were being burgled when their dogs wouldn't stop barking at him. When they tried to open the closet,
yeah,
he tried to hold it shut, but he really didn't have anywhere to go. So what to do? Well, the crafty bastard came up with a plan on the fly. He figured, with him holding the closet shut, dogs barking at him, you'd think he'd give up, that he's been discovered, the jig is up.
Yep.
He had one more card to play.
What was that?
While continuing to hold the closet door shut, he pretended to be Santa Claus.
Brilliant.
Through the closed door, he said, "Ho, ho, ho, don't open the door or it'll ruin your Christmas surprise." That's quick thinking.
Yeah, brilliant.
As they were calling 911, he fled the closet and managed to lift a few pieces of crap out of their garage and then ran out and broke into the neighbor's garage. The police were able to track his footprints in the snow and found him there. He later admitted that he may have been on drugs and claimed that immediately after robbing the homes, he was on his way to turn himself in, honest to God. He is facing multiple charges.
Take a look at that. Real, look at a real beauty.
Oh, boy. Daddy must be proud of him.
Yeah.
Worth every bit of aggravation, every penny. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, December 18th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monty Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Rob, great job on the Stan and Haney Awards.
Yeah, really.
Thank you.
Good job. Stan and Haney, 96 Kara.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. And we're going to get a final look at traffic. You don't have to stand by a mic, Dave. Get away. I don't even have your microphone on. Get away. It's not time. It's not time for you. It's not time.
That's not nice.
Your mic's not on. I'm not turning your mic on.
He's a good boy.
I'm just waiting.
By the way, I saw his skateboard video. Can't even determine that it's him and nothing happens. All right, let's see what we have here. This is up Cape Coral Way, disabled vehicle, Pine Island Marina. Fort Myers, crash. Park Meadows Drive and South Cleveland Avenue. And we got another crash, Fort Myers. South Gulf Coast Lane and Metro Parkway. And you are up to date.
Ain't no use in saying there ain't no Santa Claus, 'cause Santa Claus is definitely yet to stay.
Yes, yes.
In the mind.
What?
Ain't no use in saying there ain't no money in the bank for toys.
There ain't. You're getting nothing this year.
It was put up a long time ago.
Yeah.
For a rainy day.
Listen to these lyrics and they double talk.
Ain't no use in saying.
There's no money because it was put up for a rainy day, but there's
no
money.
You don't love all your brats.
What? Did he call them brats?
Because I'm watching you as you hustle them off to play.
What the hell?
Keep the family strong with a little faith, love, and hope. And you can always get along.
What the hell does he mean?
Ain't no use, oh, now, in crying about spilt milk.
What?
In the past.
In the past.
Because all the cats had a feast. Ain't no use in worrying about who's doing you wrong.
Mm-hmm, Dave.
Just leave them there and go away in peace.
This is the greatest Christmas song ever.
You're not kidding.
Ain't no use in saying what you're gonna do and what you ain't gonna do.
What?
Because with your power, you're doing your best. So release yourself from all that strain and take that money out the bank.
But I thought there's no money. It was put away for a rainy day.
And just give yourself a rest.
Oh, I need a rest.
Take some of that money in the bank and give yourself a play.
What?
For Santa Claus is definitely here to stay.
He's making this up as he goes along.
No, he's not.
Ain't no use.
I'd like to see the lyric sheet on this.
Ain't no use.
I'm not joking.
Ain't no use.
Ain't no use.
I'll bet you if I read it, it won't make sense.
Ain't no use. And saying, I'd like to get rid of them all.
What?
Cause you know, you're only fooling yourself.
Who's fooling who?
So grab one hand on a wheel and the other around
yank
your
it towards kids. The guardrails.
And go on.
What the?
And laugh yourself to death.
Laugh yourself to death.
Ain't no use in saying I wouldn't give a nickel for them all.
What?
When you know you wouldn't take nothing for either one. So go on, tell the truth, cause if you don't, you're a lying son of a gun. Cause you wouldn't take nothing for them all. Ain't no use. Oh, nah. You know, I probably won't be there.
Where are you
going to
be?
Christmas.
Where are you going to be?
But if I do,
James?
I wanna still want to say Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
And especially to you. I want to say Merry Christmas to all the people who can't find themselves.
What?
Let's try to get together and live in peace. Love one another.
Yeah.
And treat each and every man like he's your brother. With a little love and kindness.
That is the greatest Christmas song ever.
Mm-hmm. Besides the one we play on Friday.
Well, yeah, that's the best of all. That one, I'm not, tomorrow, when I go home tonight, what's the name of that Christmas song? What's that one called?
The official title?
Yes.
The official title is Santa Claus is Definitely Here to Stay.
I want to print those lyrics up.
Ain't no use.
Ain't no use. I will do a dramatic reading on tomorrow's show. In what is it? Santa Claus is here to stay?
Santa Claus is definitely here
definitely
to stay.
Here to stay. Wow. Yeah, tomorrow on the show, dramatic reading by Stan of the James Brown Christmas song.
Christmas classic.
Christmas classic. Santa Claus is definitely here to stay.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
And I was in Alaska, so I thought this was perfect. So I returned to my family, and we immediately went on a hike. And it was great. Alaska's beautiful. My kids were having fun. I was pretending like I enjoyed being outside. And then suddenly we saw a bear, like 500 yards away, this huge brown bear, like way bigger than a gummy bear. And I was so excited because I watch nature shows, but I had never seen a bear in person. So it felt like a celebrity sighting. I was like, oh, my God, I've watched you on Animal Planet. It's so much taller in person. Can we do a selfie? But unlike a celebrity sighting, there was the risk of death. Like, you never hear, we're in a restaurant. Tom Hanks walked in, and then he came over and murdered my family. That never happens. But the bear was far away. So I took out my phone and I started taking pictures. And then suddenly the bear stood up, roared, and looked right at me. Started creeping towards me, tilting his head back and forth, almost like he recognized me. That guy looks like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow. 2 o'clock, we'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. And it's time now for the Stan and Haney Awards, our first annual award. We hope this will be an annual thing that goes a lot smoother when we get something above Windows 95. Our first category. Oh, I'm so excited about this. Best vomit eating moment of the year. And the Staney goes to... From June 21st, the show when Dave ate his own vomit after eating gefilte fish.
Dave. What are you doing, Dave?
Nobody asked you
to do
that.
Asked you. Nobody wants you to do that.
Why are you doing this?
Ah!
Oh!
Get away! Get away!
Ah! Jeez! Ah! That is disgusting.
He just drank his throw up.
There it is, everybody. There it is.
Oh.
Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you, Stan.
You got yourself a Staney.
Thank you. I want to thank all you guys.
All right, keep it short. We're on time now.
Oh, does he have to make a speech?
No. No time.
But I just wanted to say thank you.
Okay, whatever. Let's see our next category. Best yogurt eating moment of the year. Best yogurt eating moment of the year.
All right, and... As soon as you say, and when, and Stan and Haney goes to, yeah. I'm going to hit a fanfare.
Okay. And the Stan and Haney goes to... From April 12th, when Dave ate expired yogurt that was flavored Dutch apple.
Dutch apple pie, huh? Just like Mama used to make.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. I can smell it over here. Don't do that, Dave. Don't do
no. I need the money. I no. need the money. I need the money.
Do not do it.
Oh, man. Oh, once memories.
Again, once again, boys, I memories. Just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
For giving me the opportunity to shine.
Our next category. Who can forget this one? The category, Best Pickled Egg Eating Moment of the Year. And the Staney goes to... June 14th, when Dave tries to eat an entire jar of pickled eggs.
Hey,
no way.
It's either, you know what? You're not going to sit on your ass all day. Take a bite of that. Because you got the whole jar to eat.
Oh, ain't no way.
It's just vinegar. Take a bite.
Go ahead, just swallow it. Swallow that bitch.
You know what? You should do it whole.
Oh, you shouldn't have bit it. Oh, that is sick.
It's actually pretty good.
That is sick.
Beautiful moment. Oh, beautiful again, moment.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. I can't thank you.
Boy,
enough.
He's sweeping
he
them.
He is. This is like Titanic. Next category for Estany. Best squid eating moment of the year. That comes from the November 15th show. Oh, hold on. I got to open the winner. And the winner goes to, from November 15th, when Dave tries to eat squid from a can. How's that taste?
Is it still alive?
I want your critique.
He's shaking.
Oh, you need a trash can?
He's going to need one.
Oh, God.
Chew it up.
Stinks.
Chew it up. It smells horrific. Horrific.
Another one, Dave. Another Estany. You've got
you
a lot to go on the old mantle.
Thank you.
That's a lot of hardware.
Me. I really got to say thank you, boys, for letting me shine. You really do.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.